One of the most harrowing aspects of the coronavirus are people who are gravely ill in hospitals and alone, save for medical staff, and who are isolated from their loved ones at their loneliest moments. Lewis Reese, a police officer in New Orleans, tested positive for COVID-19 after a week of fever. He and his wife, Tara, who is a school teacher, were forced to say goodbye in the emergency room because her husband was already undergoing chemotherapy for colon cancer. Tara Reese thought that she and their children might never see her husband again. Well, we are happy that Tara and Lewis Reese can join us now, speaking from their home in Metairie, Louisiana. Lewis Reese, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Doing good.
What was your time in the hospital like?
Well, in the very beginning, I could not breathe at all. I was in a lot of distress. Had a real high fever. All the symptoms of a flu, times 10. It was real bad.
You knew, of course, that your family loved you and cared about you, but could you have any contact with them?
At the very beginning, I didn't, no, sir. But then later on, once I got off the ventilator and got into a regular room, I was able to FaceTime and then call them.
What do you remember of those 17, 18 days in the hospital, sir?
It was kind of surreal because there's nobody around. The first weekend, that Sunday, was the worst day. I think I had a real high fever. I was like, I could hear and see, but I couldn't communicate with anybody. And I couldn't move my body.
That must have been frightening.
Yes, sir, it was. First time I had that sensation.
How are you breathing now?
Better. No, I'm not 100% capacity. Now every day gets a little bit better.
Yeah. Tara Reese, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
What was that goodbye like there in the hospital?
You know, they told me to bring him to the ER, so I did. And, you know, the lady started in-processing him, and then another lady was about to start his temperature, and she's like, there are no visitors allowed, so you'll have to tell him goodbye. And so I just broke down, and I was crying. Yeah. It was like, oh, my God, I don't know if I'm ever going to see him again. And that was my last encounter with him. That's all I kept thinking of. And then when I got into the car, I just broke down crying, and I was just hysterical.
And how often could you have any contact? I mean, a phone call,
well,
FaceTime, whatever.
He would text me, but it was real sporadic because he would sleep a lot.
You have two children who are 12 and 17.
Yes.
What was it like for them and your family those 18 days?
It's been hard on them. My 17-year-old, he had already researched, you know, about the longer someone stays on a ventilator, the worse it can be for their lungs. My 12-year-old was supposed to be doing online school, and she was having a really hard time focusing because, you know, for the most part, she was with me. And a lot of times I would just break down crying, and she would come sit by me and just let me cry, and, you know, she'd pat me. So she was almost taking on an adult, you know, role, where she was comforting me.
I don't know if there's anyone better at the moment of whom I would rather ask this question. What have you learned about what's really important in life?
My life was very, very, very hectic. I didn't spend a lot of time at home, like cooking meals, and it was always go, 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 go. If things do get back to normal, I'm definitely going to scale back a lot of my extracurricular activities and, you know, spend more time with my husband and my family, because that's what's important.
Lewis and Tara Reese, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.